Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Dury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Him a bar when he was only three.
Davy, Davy Crockett, the king of the wild frontier.
He fought single-handed through the Indian war till the creeks was whipped and peace was in store. And while he was handling this risky chore, he made himself a legend forevermore.
Davy, Davy Crockett, the king of the wild frontier.
When he lost his love, his grief was gall. In his heart he wanted to leave it all and lose himself in the forest tall. But he answered instead his country's call.
Davy, Davy Crockett,
the choice of the whole frontier.
He went off to Congress and served a spell, fixing up the government laws as well. Took over Washington, so we hear tell, and patched up the crack in the Liberty Bell.
Davy, Davy Crockett, serving his country well.
When he come home, his politicking done. Why, the big western march had just begun. He packed up his gear and his trusty gun and lit out the grinning to follow the sun.
Davy, Davy Crockett, leading a pioneer.
His land is biggest and his land is best. From grassy plains to the mountain crest, he's ahead of us all, a meeting a test, and following his legend right into the west.
Davy, Davy Crockett, the king of the wild frontier.
Gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour.
Yes, Davy Crockett died defending slavery.
Ouch!
Didn't teach you that one in history, did they?
Ow, 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 ow.
That's the whole reason why Texas became independent. Mexico had abolished slavery.
Whoa! All right, man. Welcome to Possum Hour. Hope you all had a great week.
And that your week ahead is full of promise, and may Possum Hour set you on that path.
Yeah, they don't tell you that in the Alamo movies, man. We want to keep our slaves, dude.
Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of Three Boink Ointment and Maraschino Salves. Possum Hour thanked them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp. Listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest radio entertainment. Fake radio entertainment, that is. Monday nights, 10, Awesome Hour, Itty Mow. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Winkly, bitch about the cold. You and me both. Actually, it's not, I don't know. Killing me this year. Something. This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., join Flip Chindribble and his guest, a guy who was born with a chip on his shoulder, who had the chip surgically removed. And on a Thursday, Chunk Bluster attempts a new world record for conservative... I'm sorry. Start again. And on Thursday... Chunk Bluster attempts a new world record for consecutive squats in 1 hour. Then it's Friday Night Possum somewhere. Right here on Earth. A week's worth. Worthwhile. A time wasting.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
The good old days. When Mrs. Pamela Benjamin was caught smoking in the garden, she got a severe scolding and no supper that night. Later, Mrs. Cynthia Robinson was caught smoking in the cellar behind the preserves. Although she was 34, her husband sent her straight to her room. Then, at last, women won their rights.
You've come a long way, baby.
Introducing new Virginia Slims, the slim cigarette for women only. Tailored for the feminine hand. Slimmer than the fat cigarette men smoke, with flavor women like. Mellow, mild Virginia flavor. New Virginia Slim in the Slim Curve Pack.
You've come a long way, baby, to get where you got to today. You've got your own cigarette now, baby. You've come a long, long way.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby. Yes.
I'm ready.
There he is.
Hey. Wait, I got one more for you.
Lay it on me.
Tasha Mauer says, suck it.
There she is.
There you
okay.
go.
All right.
I believe that the Virginia Slims was the last television commercial for cigarettes back in the
1970s. Oh, okay.
Like 1 minute to midnight. Smoke them if you got them.
Uh-huh. Squeezed it in.
Weird. What a weird world, man. I mean, just this is the changes we've seen over our many decades of life. Hell, man, when we were little kids, they had the Flintstones selling the cigarettes.
Yeah.
Good times, man.
No, it worked. I had Steve McQueen during Wanted Dead or Alive and all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. The Beverly Hillbillies.
Uh-huh.
They were hawking Winstons, as I recall. Yeah.
Gone are the days, Commodore.
Yeah, weird that the Clampets and the Flintstones both smoked the same brand of cigarette.
I see a connection.
Yeah. But yeah, man, isn't that weird that like the Alamo, they try to make that out to be like this heroic thing, right?
I guess it is. Yeah. Well,
but
heroic for standing up against the odds. Actually, stupid.
Yeah.
So what the hell?
Yeah.
And what's Davy Crockett sealing up the crack of the Liberty Bell? Speaking as a Philadelphian, I've seen that damaged bell a lot. It wasn't sealed up.
That might have been a tall tale.
Nah, I'm not buying it.
Like that we're not fighting to defend slavery over here. Yeah. Oh, well. I mean, they started a whole war over that, remember, the civil thing.
There you go.
Good times, man.
Uh-huh.
So I was going to blow up my buddy Mikey's least. The song, it used to rile him. He used to get such a big kick out of it. Because every band covers it. And that's Folsom Prison Blues.
Oh, okay.
And he just gets mad when the guy says he shot a guy just to watch him die, right?
Oh, man.
You know, he says, what a dick. Fuck him. So I was going to blow that up, but I couldn't find a lousy interpretation of it.
Yeah.
I didn't want to blow up Johnny Cash, man.
No.
It's akin to blowing up Elvis, man.
How about that Puddles? Close enough. Puddles the Clown.
It's too good. It's too good.
Yeah, he did a good job with it, too.
Yeah. It's tough because it's so good. So, sorry.
Uh-huh.
You get nothing and like it on that account.
Can't blow it up.
Unblowable. But, in honor, hey, this is an honor. Apple Cheeks just popped in. I know they're low
all
on
right.
Electricity.
Oh.
Yeah, Oaks says he kind of likes the song. It's a good
song.
Yeah.
That's
well,
he
shot a man in Reno just to watch him die.
Yeah.
But, you know. He's paying for that, for being
there
a dick.
There you go.
He's cooling his heels in the jug. So
it's just like those Time Life magazine things that they were selling before where a guy shot the guy for snoring. There you go. That ain't right.
No, it ain't right.
I'm kind of against that, too.
Yeah.
Kinda.
I snore. Shit. All right, so I figured in honor of the Iowa caucuses,
okay,
I would blow up the winner.
Yeah.
Dementia J. Bobo.
Okay.
One more time. I blew this up years ago, and I lost the original. So I redid it.
Okay.
I think you kind of like it, kids. There's a little something like this. Back to J. Bobo.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
Sadly, the American dream is dead. Bing, bing. I love it. I love it.
Bing, 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 bing.
You know, the old days, bing, bong, 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 bing, bing, bing.
The bing, bing, bang, bang, boom,
bing, boom, right under the toilet.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life.
Ah!
And I had to start again.
You ass!
Just my children and my wife.
You piece of shit!
Thank my lucky stars.
Faggot!
To be living here today.
Tell what fucking nigga shit!
The flag still stands for freedom. And they can't take that away.
Yeah!
Pull the string.
And I'm proud to be an American.
The level of stupidity is incredible.
I'm a big game hunter, got a big game hunter's gun. I'm a big game hunter, got a big game hunter's gun. When I hit the jungles, all the animals better run. I'm quick on the trigger and I've got a deadly aim. I'm quick on the trigger and I've got a deadly aim. Don't need nobody to help me find my game. Well, I can shoot from the hip, can shoot from the knee, shoot from the ground and shoot from the tree. I'm a big game hunter, got a big game hunter's gun. Well, when I hit the jungles, all your animals better run. Got a big game hunter's gun. I'm a big game hunter, got a big game hunter's gun. Well, when I hit the jungles, all your animals better run. I can empty my gun on a vicious cat, do my reloading and nothing flat. I'm a big game hunter, got a big game hunter's gun. Well, when I hit the jungles, all your animals better run. Well, I went out hunting on a Saturday night. Shot everything I could find in sight. I shot to the right, I shot to the left. Shot so much I nearly killed myself. I'm a big game hunter, got a big game hunter's gun. Well, when I hit the jungles, all your animals better run. Yeah, run.
I think you're just about the nicest big old game hunter I ever did see.
I'm a big game hunter, got a
Say,
big game hunter's gun.
Do you think there's any chance of you hunting in my part of the jungle?
I'm a big game hunter, got a big game hunter's gun. Yeah.
Great big old game hunter.
Yeah. The big game hunter.
Got a big gun.
Yeah.
There you go. Sweet. I think they were talking about something other than big game hunting.
I'm sure.
I caught some innuendo in there. Cake liked it.
There you go.
All righty. What do we got here? What did I... Oh, yeah. I used my superpowers for good.
Oh, how's that?
Wednesday, I'm sitting there. I ain't doing nothing. Just hanging around the house. I'm not doing nothing. All of a sudden, out of the blue, I get a text from some number. Hey, you drew caricatures at my wedding last summer. Gave me the date and all. And my husband and I didn't get done. Bride and groom, this is the bride, right?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Holy shit, how the fuck did that happen?
Yeah.
And I kind of remember my time was up, and the coordinator paid me, and then I'm like, well, I haven't done the, you know... Bride and groom, and they're like, "Man, don't worry, they're busy. Don't worry about it." So, anyway, however it happened, I said, "Yeah, just send." She says, "I want to. Could you do one of us, and I could give it to my husband for his birthday?" I said, "Well, when's his birthday?" She said, "This weekend." Whoa! Okay. All right, no rush. I said, send me the pictures, gave her my email. So, the next day, I asked her where she was, and, a little town down the road a little bit, and where that brew dog place, remember I was talking about the brew dog?
Brew dog, yeah. Yeah.
And, she lives right near there, so I figured, I'm going to lunch with, number two.
With
the brew dog, delivered a caricature. She says, "How much?" I said, "Hey, you could tip me if you want."
Okay.
So, made her day.
Nice. Hand delivered. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
What the fuck, man? That's an infamy. You're not supposed to not do the bride and groom, man.
Yeah. But they were kind of busy, I'm sure.
Oh man, that's always a pain in the ass. I like when the bride and groom come right away, get it out of the way, and then you're like, cool, I've got an exit strategy now. many's the time I've been waiting around for the bride and groom.
They got to be greeting people. They got to be partying with people.
Yeah, they're busy. I mean, I understand.
They're the center of attention. They are.
You know, sheesh. They got people they got to talk to. They got to do stuff. I'm just a schmuck with a pen. What do I know?
They got to stuff that bridal, whatever the hell it is, that bag where they get all the money.
Yeah.
What do you call that?
Bag with all the money.
There you go. Bag with all the money.
That's more that highbrow humor you've come to know and love. From the Possum Hour. All right. We need some. All right. Apple Cheeks Alice is here.
Sweet Alice.
Most awesome. Man, I'm getting a dry throat again.
Are you proud? Are you proud of the picture you did? Did he do something that you're actually above board?
Yeah, it was okay.
Okay.
I'm never like 100% happy with the shit I do for
my little
drawing table.
I'm satisfied with it.
Yeah, I was happy.
Good.
It's some more art, too. I did a thing for Irv, my old editor. For some reason,
like
he
that.
Wanted a B-52 dropping tampon. Mine is not the question why. Give you a cool picture of a B-52 dropping tampons on a bomb chute, man.
He's keeping the caption a secret. He's on to something. He don't want to get out.
Anyhow, that might, I don't know, that might end up on Facebook somewhere. Anyway, Apple Cheeks Alice is here. It's like butt cold up there, man.
Oh, yeah.
They're like conserving electricity, energy and shit, man. Oh, God. Winter's scary, man.
Yes, it is.
I mean, it never, when I was younger, it was never scary. Now that I'm an old man, I'm like, oh.
Right.
Winter, oh, scary.
I just had a guy come out and clean and fork up my my chimney. Remember I was telling you I was getting water in the furnace?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he came out. He did that today. He cleaned up my gutters. He even trimmed the tree branches that were hanging over the
house. Man. You got the deluxe.
He never gave me an estimate, no bill, so I have no idea how much I'm going to have to pay for all this. Which has me a little worried, but what the hell, it's done.
Sounds like he was paying forward a little bit.
I don't know about that. Gotta be something, probably coming in the mail. I have no idea how much.
Well, Apple Cheek says it's starting to warm up. It's now minus 22.
Oh!
Hey-o.
Oh, good God.
Ooh, they were in minus 38 and minus 40s. Wow,
minus
40.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, that's
the
crazy.
Price you pay for living in a beautiful country.
Yeah, for not having to live in crazy town over here.
Yeah, huh? For not having any MAGA morons. There you go.
You said it, not me.
Uh-huh. Take the cold. Take the cold and like it.
All right, how do I do that? I'm trying to do the equals what? Ah, you fuck. I was trying to do the Celsius to. What a conversion table, man. Conversion. 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 Oh, this is an interesting to listen to. Never mind. It's butt cold.
Butt cold.
Daddy G says it's 41 where he is. What?
41? In Arizona?
That's walking weather,
brother. I thought
brother.
It was in Arizona.
Well, that's pretty cold for Arizona, I reckon, then.
I believe it would be.
Still, here, man, if I had 41, I'd be out there getting my steps in and shit. Applecheek says, imagine Lucy going out to pee in that. Jeez.
Yeah.
Peacicles. Not solid.
Lay down some newspaper. Keep her in the house.
The aforementioned Daddy G has a show on Blog Talk Radio.
There you go.
You do say. You don't say. I do say. It's Saturdays at 9, a night with Daddy G.
Daddy G.
Now I got the hiccups. I'm falling apart over here.
It happens.
Well, thanks for coming, Daddy G. Thanks for coming, Apple Cheeks.
Daddy G.
And Dr. Cake is here.
Dr. Cake.
Apple Cheeks says you should Apple Cheeks said it would be frozen pee. Apple Cheeks says you should see our back step. It's all frozen pee.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, wouldn't be a show without frozen pee. Or Dr. Cake, for that matter.
Dr. Cake.
I hope it's probably butt cold where she is, man. It's Canadians.
Oh, yeah.
Butt cold in Canadian land. Pretty butt cold here. I think it's like, I don't know, 12 degrees? That's pretty cold.
Shit. We don't have it that bad.
Yeah.
We were cold today. I don't know what it is now, but my feet are freezing.
I man, started up the Hornet this morning, and it's like, Junga. That's a brand new battery, man. It's cold. Cake's only 20, She's only 20 miles from Apple Jinks? Get out.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Keep your tongue off the pump handle, says Daddy G. I listened to Wait, Don't Tell Me on a weekend. And they were talking about one of the quiz questions was what don't you want Moose to do, you know? Of course, mm-hmm. We're all ahead of the game. You know, don't let the Moose lick your car.
Lick the car, baby. Don't
yeah.
lick the
well,
car.
They thought because their tongue would get stuck to the car.
Oh.
No. They're licking the salt off. Salt melts.
In a dangerous
smoke.
Area.
Nah, they're worried about them getting hit by cars.
Yeah.
Them celebrities. They don't know nothing.
Nah, they don't.
Speaking of knowing nothing, there's GT Trenton, our old pal, GTO.
GTO.
How you doing, buddy? Strongest man on the internets.
GTO.
He likes that crappy song we blew up. Sorry, dude.
Ha ha.
It's one of them ones that kind of makes me hurl. I'm not much of a jingoist. Jingo. More of a Djangoist.
There you go.
Reinhardt, that
you're
is.
With Django.
But thank you for coming, Django. Sir. Ooh, gee. GT says it's 3 in Indiana where he's at. He's up.
Yeah,
he's up. Well, he's considerably north of me.
Yeah.
West, so yeah. It's, man, Michigan. Whew, cold as fuck. And it ain't, I'm not bitching that much. 12 degrees over here. And the Dow Jones closed up 34 points, so, you know, hey.
Hey.
I don't know what it did. If I had stocks, you think I'd be here? I'd be counting my money. Yeah, counting my money.
Okay, it's 25 here, and according to my phone, it's fucking snowing. I didn't know that.
Yeah, my phone's always telling me it's snowing. My phone's full of
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I noticed that, too. They got big flurries, and I look out the window, and there's nothing. Let me check it out.
It was minus 4. He went outside in slippers, sweatpants, and a sweatshirt. Nice.
Oh.
The cold's not really bugging me that
much
this
snow.
Year.
We got snow. Jesus Christ, I got a
shovel.
Oh,
you're snowing outside?
Yeah. Holy fuck, when did that happen? My shovels are still in the shed. Now I got to truck across all this snow to get this shit.
Oh, jeez.
What the fuck? I hate that.
Yeah, that's last year I stored my snow shovel in the utility room so that I won't have to go to the shed to get it.
Yeah. Well, I was planning on doing that tomorrow morning.
I haven't needed it yet.
Yeah.
All right. And lastly, but not leastly, that's why they call him the Beast, because he has slippers, sweatpants, and a sweatshirt on. -4. That's why they call him the Beast. They wrote a song about it. It goes like this. And our old pal Ope is here.
Oh, people's eyes.
We were talking about laundry. Waiting for the show to begin.
Mm-hmm.
Quite an interesting topic. He says it's 2 degrees in Missouri, but he's been in the negatives most of the week. Yeah, it's colder in Missouri than mine.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
I think we're on about the same latitude, but
yeah.
I think Central Ohio benefits from the rivers and shit. I don't know. Go up north, go Cleveland, man. Ooh, I'll bet you they got a foot of snow up there. Cleveland, bear.
Jeez.
All righty. Well, I have no idea. This is a hunt and peck. This next item we have to serve to you. So.
All right.
Hovering above the lounge in his twin-engine, double-breasted flumadiddle flying Duesenberg.
I love it. There you go.
Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking, Professor R.J. Gumm. You could actually see the flying Duesenberg in tonight's Yep. Slideshow. Yeah.
That's it. That's what I'm up there in.
There they are, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Awesome lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Zed.
As the Beaver.
I was taking up the trash and guess what I saw? It was big and white, and in the middle of the night I could see his white teeth and his little red eyes. And then he stopped and he dropped and I thought, oh my God, that's awesome, that's awesome. Believe me when I tell you, when I tell you, that's awesome and that's awesome. And I don't believe I just saw one. I looked around, I found me a stick. I went up to that possum and I poked him a bit to see if he was dead, but he was not. So I scooped him up and I put him in a box. I took him down the street so he could meet the other awesome possum and the other buzz grubs. And that's a possum, that's awesome. Believe me when I tell you, when I tell you, that's a possum, and that's awesome. And I don't believe I just saw one. You wanna scoop him up, put him in a box, because you might think he's dead. But he's not. No, no. Yeah, yeah. Scooby Doo, da da. He's awesome. He's awesome. Believe me when I tell you, when I tell you, that's a possum. That's awesome. And I don't believe, I just can't believe, and I don't believe I just saw one.
I got my chimney done just in time. Jesus Christ.
No shit, Shylock.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting all this.
Well, I got lucky, man, because Bogey got snowed in up there. He had to shovel and everything.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It
missed me, man. We had a dusting. That was it. Then the handle on one of my car doors broke. That was fun. Jeez.
Oh, it broke.
You know, the door was like frozen. Pull the thing and it hatched.
Ha ha ha, jeez.
Hate when that happens.
Yep.
Well,
throw a bucket of hot water on your windshields when you want to add snow on it, kids.
Yeah, that'll work.
That'll do it.
I'm thinking of taking a screwdriver out with me and, like, prying my driver's door so that it has a little extra horse behind it next time.
Yeah.
I don't want to risk
whatever it takes.
I don't want to risk breaking that door for crying out loud.
Uh-huh.
Me crawling in the passenger side of that thing, fat old crippled old man. I got it right here. Let me get my foot around. Try WD-40. Yeah. I guess squeeze right in there. Appetit says they haven't had that snow.
No?
We're talking beef jerky. You ever eat beef jerky?
Sure.
I like
not
beef
a,
jerky.
Not a fan, but, you know, I eat it every now and again.
I always look at it, see it in the store. It's really expensive. Sometimes I'll buy some and I'll go, I haven't bought it. Eat some beef jerky. And it gets caught in my teeth. I don't like that. Food trap.
Isn't that like a little salty too?
Sometimes.
Or it can be.
It all kind of beef jerky. And this interesting discussion. All right.
We're covering everything.
Yeah. Well, it's fucking winter and it's boring, man.
Yeah. Got that right.
I got no good notes for the show, man. I found a non-alcoholic beer brewer that I'm going to send my number one son for his birthday.
Okay.
They've got all kind of crazy blondes and pale ales and IPAs and shit. And no alcohol.
Okay, that works.
And I believe I brought this one up before, but why is it pleaded and not pled? You got all these guys in these, you know, hearings and shit.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
And they always go, he pleaded guilty, or he pleaded innocent.
Uh-huh.
Why is it the past tense of plead, pled? Pleaded? That doesn't sound right. But every single person on television said pleaded.
Yeah. Yeah, pleaded sounds, I don't know. But pled sounds like it's more to the point. It's kind of like hanged and hung, huh?
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
You hang a guy, he's been hanged. He ain't hung.
Yeah.
He's got a big schwanz.
Yeah,
he's hung.
You hung a picture. Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe there's a little something to that. But I've never really noticed. I never took notice of that. Very opposite. Right. There you go.
Yeah, all the, with all the 91 felony indictments.
He pleaded.
He's pleading. Pleaded all over the place. lock him up, lock him up.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, we got a quickie.
Very quickie on it.
Got a quickie, got a quickie, got a quickie, got a quickie. Where's my quickie? I remember where my quickie is. It's in my quickie thing.
One day the guy was out of Buffalo.
Ooh, is that a waterfall back there?
Seen some coyotes creeping on a baby wounded buffalo. Scared him off with his gun. Trotted up to the buffalo. Body slammed the buffalo for his own good. Popped out the buffalo. Brought home the buffalo to eat him. Oh, he's kind of cute. I just feed my horse instead. And ride the buffalo. What's the saddle of the buffalo? He's faster than he looks. But I'm on, yeah. Buffalo, I need a switch. I'm gonna hit him. Yeah, all right, now we're going high. Now this is awesome. Oh God, oh man, it's not stable, but I'm trying to prove a point. What? Riding on a buffalo? God, is that a stick or a? What's that? Oh, I'm riding. I'm just a guy on a buffalo. One day the guy on the buffalo was romping around in a pasture. Buffaloes was minding babies, but also getting hunted by some hunters. One of them was loud. The buffalo scattered. The other hunter got mad. Kicked him in the knee and punched him right in the mouth. He tackled the other hunter. Not sure why, but it turned into this whole big deal. Guy on a my coat. Look out, guy, you're gonna get shot by the guy wearing a buffalo. Oh, get to the forest, what's gonna happen to the guy on a buffalo?
What kind of shit is that?
Flumadiddle. Flumadiddle. Flumadiddle.
Oh, Flumadiddle.
I was watching this. Nah, I watch a lot of YouTube, man. True Confessions.
On your big that's TV how, set?
That's, yeah, that's how boring my life is. Sit in my comfy chair and watch YouTube on the big screen. So, I watched, they have Bride of Frankenstein.
Okay, damn good movie.
One of the greatest movies ever made, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Man, that's a doozy.
It's definitely considered better than the original. Better than Frankenstein, yeah.
Oh, it is, it is. But I love the original, too.
Uh-huh.
The second one, that's just a great movie. It's a perfect movie. Anyway.
Yep.
I'm watching this one thing I got this one thing on a Western, you know, and they're telling like kind of a retrospective on Westerns, blah, 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 blah. So this one was the worst Westerns ever.
Yeah.
And one of them was Buffalo Rider.
Okay.
And that's where that guy in a buffalo comes from. There's actually a movie. It's a really bad movie. Where a guy's riding around on a buffalo. Doing stuff.
Oh, I gotta find this. Buffalo Rider.
That's what I'm saying, man. I gotta see this thing.
Uh-huh.
They said it's really bad. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Oh, I'm writing that down. I'm finding that puppy.
Pretty sure it's called Buffalo Rider. Because he's a guy on a buffalo. I like that
was
shit.
Was Billy the Kid versus Dracula in that?
No.
No?
What the?
You're kidding
WTF.
Me.
They missed the boat on that one for sure.
Oh,
man.
I think it was John Carradine who played Dracula in that.
That's a terrible movie.
Oh, terrible. Yeah. How did they miss that?
What else did I see?
Did they mention the little town or whatever that was? The one where it's all
no.
Midget?
Terror in a Tiny Town? Nope.
In
nope.
Terror in
nope.
a Tiny Town?
Nope.
Oh,
I think these are, I think for the most part, I don't know. They do some classics, but...
Okay.
I don't know. You know, all those top 10 lists are just stupid. Because, fuck you, it's your opinion, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it's good to go through them to pick something out and then check it out. Like, we got Buffalo Rider.
But yeah, we got Buffalo Rider out of that. And I picked up a couple. I saw the 10 best Westerns. And I'm like, I've never seen that. Never seen Monty Walsh from the 60s with Lee Marvin.
I've heard of it. Marvin. Never seen it. Right.
Yeah. We'll see. All right, man.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
No respite tonight. GT says the evil of Frankenstein is next Saturday. That must be Svengoolie.
Svengoolie.
That sounds like a hammer. Hammer Frankenstein. I've never really gotten into that.
I love the hammers. I never liked what I never liked what Frankenstein looked like in the Hammer movies. You know, because they couldn't copy the original.
Right. Right.
So they came up with really stupid looking things. Yeah.
And the Karloff makeup is just.
Yeah.
To use a phrase the youngsters like, it's iconic.
There you go.
All right, what the fuck is the 3 minutes, man? Oh, wow. Okay, this is out of left field. The Sons of the Pioneers
Oh, okay.
The sons of the... We're talking Roy Rogers over here, right?
Why is that a 3 minutes? Yeah.
Because they're filthy, dirty, 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 dirty.
All right.
Listen to these guys over here. The sons of the pioneer. 3 minutes.
I was hanging round town in a house of ill fame, laying up with a twist, a rough hustling dame, when a hop-headed pimp with his nose full of coke beat me out of the girl and it left me stone broke. When a stranger walked in and said, he say, my lad, are you any good riding horses? It's bad. Said I, you're damned right, that's one thing I can do. I'm a second-rate pimp, but a good buckaroo. Bring on your bad horses, I never saw one. Set me to guessing or bother me none. Said he, guess again, there's one horse that I own. You might have heard of him, the strawberry roan. Well, I guess we've all heard of that ball bearing stud. He had epizootic and glanders and crud. He's the worst fucking bronco that ever was pulled. He's never been rode and he's 20 years old.
Oh, that strawberry roan. How many colts has he thrown? He's got gonorrhea and chancres and stiff. He's strictured with flap, but his cock is still stiff. That renegade strawberry roll.
Well, the upshot of it was that I found myself hired. Snap out some colts at that great studded tired. They were not headed cayuses, just like their dad. With most of them wrong, but all of them bad. With their feet in my pocket, those bastards did fight. Till my ass drug my tracks out away before night. My balls in my boots and my mouth full of dung. My ears was all scratched where I'd got my spurs hung. Then the bosses came in and said, hey, that's enough. That strawberry roan colts are too goddamn tough. I'm plumb sick and tired seeing you take them falls. Roast that windmill in stud and we'll cut out his balls.
Oh, that strawberry roan. We went out to unbend his bones. We filled a big loop and went in the corral. We roped his front feet and he farted and fell. We flattened that strawberry roan.
Well, the boss held his head while I hogtied his legs. Then I reached for my jackknife and went for his egg. When I opened his bag, why, he let out a moan. And he squealed like a pig when I whittled one stone. But all I could locate was one of his nuts. The other was hidden someplace in his gut. So I rolled up my sleeves and swimming in blood. I fished for the seed in the guts of that stud. Well, I thought that I'd found it. I felt something pass. But it was only a turd on the way to his ass. Just then I heard one of them blood-curdling squalls. And I looked and the roan had the boss by the balls. Well, I chomped on his head. It wasn't no use. He was just like a bulldog. He wouldn't let loose. So I untied his legs and he got to his feet. But the boss's voice changed and I knew he was deep.
Oh, that strawberry roan. We advise you to leave him alone. He's a knot-headed cayuse with only one ball. But the boss is a unique with no balls at all. Lay all of that strawberry roan.
Whoa, you son of a bitch!
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
I'm super pumped.
Enough is enough! I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane!
fire.
That's what I'm talking about.
Sons of Pioneers. Wow.
Talking about castration.
Yeah.
I remember my family doctor, who was great, had a wicked sense of humor, though.
Yeah.
I guess I was about 13 or so, and this was the first time he was giving me one of those inspections, you know?
Yeah.
Down there, grabbing the old nut sack, telling me to cough. And as he's grabbing my nutsack and telling me to cough, he starts telling me about going over to some farm and gelding the horses. And I'm like, whoa! Hey now! You got your hand on my unmentionables, dear, and family jewels. I'm like cutting them off over here.
And I hold anything sharp. Are you Doc?
I don't want to be a gelding.
No.
Well, he hopes it's not the best timing. Well, he did it on purpose. He's a character. a great doctor, though, man. One of the best diagnosticians ever lived.
Okay.
He'll walk in the room, he'll tell you what's wrong with you without looking. Ah, you got this.
That shit. Yeah.
But he got sued once. Everybody makes mistakes, you know.
Yeah.
He got sued one time. After that, he knew what was wrong with you, but he had to send you for 10 tests. Bust an arm and a leg. Didn't want to get sued again.
That's what happened.
Isn't that crazy? All right. Here's some weird science.
All right. We like weird science.
Get the weird science. Weird science. we have to make the show longer if I'm this slow. Okay. Weird science, man. An Alabama mom had a 1 in a million baby delivery.
Yeah.
She was born with 2 uteruses.
2 uteruses?
Has 2 cervixes.
Uh-huh.
And she's had a couple pregnancies that were normal. She's got uterus dialysis or something, whatever the Latin word is. But she got pregnant in both uteruses this time around.
Oh.
So she gave birth to 2 kids that were...
They're not twins.
They're fraternal twins because they were...
Uh-huh.
But, yeah. That weird, man.
That is weird. Freak.
1 in a million.
Freak.
Some weird shit, man. Okay, some weird crime.
All right.
I need some specific weird crime music. This is gross, though, man. Pick this up. We had one similar to this in Columbus last year. A Colorado funeral home owner is arrested. They found 190 decaying bodies.
They had one of those in Philly, too, a long while back.
Yeah, well, these guys, I guess these guys would bury you without, well, not bury, they without embalming. You know, that was the natural whatever. And apparently the crematorium where they were sending the bodies over cut them off. About a year ago, and they just been stacking up. So,
Jesus.
Yeah, got a little gamey over there, and the authorities were called, and yeah.
Holy shit. Oh, man.
You got to put them on ice. That's a rule of thumb. You got a corpse hanging around. It's a good idea to put it on ice. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you got that many, though. It's like maybe lime. Dig a ditch and get some lime.
Did you bring the lime? That's the Sopranos. Apple Cheeks is watching that. She just watched the one where they cut the dude up in Satriali's deli. Oh, man, that was nasty.
Uh-huh.
That was fucking nasty. All right, here's some weird news. A nude man was nabbed by police after a cannonball plunge into the giant aquarium at a Bass Pro Shop in Alabama. Huh?
And how is that connected?
I don't know. It's just a weird story, man. He crashed his car into the Bass Pro Shop,
yeah,
stripped down naked, and plunged into the giant aquarium, swam around for like...
Okay.
Wait, this is a 42-year-old man did a cannonball leap in the aquarium, then stood under the waterfall. He left the water to yell at two officers and dove back in the aquarium. In the water for about 5 minutes.
Were drugs involved or does it say?
Just massive amounts of alcohol,
not.
Apparently.
I hope not. I hope it's just some guy felt like doing it. To screw it all.
He was kind of drunk. He was a little bit drunk. Yeah, I think. So.
One with nature.
A fun weekend, you know?
Yeah.
Right. This is weird. Australia, you know, they have the most amount of venomous snakes in the world in Australia. A mother found the most venomous snake in the world in her 3-year-old's underwear drawer.
Oh, geez. In the drawer.
In the drawer,
man. How the fuck did he get in the drawer? Yeah, you leave it open just a little bit to think it's in there.
But they got the video of the snake wrangler getting rid of it. Oh, man. That's scary as fuck.
It is scary. You never know when these fuckers are going to show up or where.
Yeah. Luckily, no one was harmed. But neither another family. This is in also in Australia, Queensland. They found a crocodile hiding out in their chicken coop. luckily, he didn't eat the chicken, so it could have happened.
Yeah.
He's going to a animal reserve. An emu escaped from Alabama home for the third time. We might have already reported on Esmeralda.
Esmeralda sounds familiar.
Yeah, Esmeralda and her sister Ursula. Esmeralda is the friendlier bird of the pair, but is also the more adventurous one. So they're happy to report Esmeralda has returned home to hopefully reconcile her differences with her sister. I guess they had a fight. Go well.
That's it. I'm out of here.
Oh, and then this thing's cool. You know, our immortal lobsters, as we've learned.
Yeah.
I heard about this one on NPR. I was listening to the Smart Guy Radio. And a rare half-blue, half-red lobster was on it. It's right down the middle, split down the middle. And they named him Bowie. Because, you know, David Bowie had the two weird eyes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But, and he's, you know, and he's also, the lobster is also half male and half female.
Interesting.
Yeah. A bicolor. He was immediately banned in Florida, unfortunately. Bowie. He's not going to appear at a Red Lobster in Florida, that's for sure.
Especially with his fabulous colors.
Anyhow, he's not ending up on any with melted butter because
he's rare.
They're going to take care of him. All right. All righty. Well, quickly. Got your world records, man. This is sad. Remember we talked about the 104-year-old woman that skydived to become the world's oldest skydiver?
Yep.
Yeah, she went home and died in her sleep the next Monday.
Oh, there you go. That's a better way of going. If it was a nice and easy sleep.
Died in her sleep.
If death didn't wake her.
An 87-year-old man became the oldest to paddle the Mississippi. There you go.
That Marty
traversed the entire river in a 15-foot, 6-inch canoe. Very cool, man.
Okay.
Good for him.
Hope he dies in his sleep.
Yeah. That's what he's hoping.
He heard
too.
It.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I did the river now. Take me, Jeebus. I don't know how this one ended up. I just got this was over the weekend. An Ohio man, this is somewhere near Cincinnati.
Uh-huh.
He's trying to break the Guinness World Record for playing pinball, which would be 63 consecutive hours.
Oh.
We'll have to discover him next week. A man handily sets the world record with 61 consecutive handstand push-ups. This guy's, holy shit.
Uh-huh.
You're talking, he's a handstand and he's doing push-ups. Dude, 61 of them. Come on.
Jesus Christ. Gotta afford that guy.
He's in some shape, boy. That's a world record there. Like, as opposed to massive gummy bear mosaic.
You
get the whole town putting together gummy bears in a pattern.
Uh-huh.
They made a 350-square-foot mosaic of gummy bears. Good for him.
There you go.
This guy, this is some endurance as fuck. An Indian man punches a punching bag for 55 hours and 15 minutes.
Now, that's impressive.
That isn't. I mean, you think about, how hard is that? Holy cow.
No.
You know? Punching for 55 hours? Holy shit, his arms must have fallen off. So, 42-year-old
Mark. His guys are heavy, too, man.
Yeah. Sidhu Chestri.
Okay.
Congratulations. That's a real record. A man's record. Now, this is weird AF. Ontario woman. She recorded the world's loudest nose whistle at 44.1 decibels. What? I watched this video, and she's whistling, like, she's whistling Dixie. Like, well, she didn't whistle Dixie, but she was whistling tunes. Out of her nose. What in the fucking fuck, man? Don't you hate that when you... I don't know, it happens to me. I'm, like, trying to go to sleep and laying on a pillow, and then my nose going,
I get that every now and then. It's annoying as
hell. And it drives you crazy, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
This girl's getting awards for it over here. Fuck, man.
That's a good one. Old nose whistle.
Loudest nose whistle. I don't know. A couple of nights, I think I've vied for the record. I hate that when I was married, man. You're like, you know, you got your head on the pillow next to the woman, and you're trying not to do it, you know. You're trying to. It's fucking terrible, man. All right, and finally,
yes,
we have a poop story.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Yeah. All right. This is Florida. Speaking of Florida,
appropriate.
An exploding toilet at a Dunkin' Donuts left a customer filthy and injured.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Seeking $100,000 settlement from, they're called Dunkin' now. Paul Kerouac. After the explosion, Kerouac, covered in feces, urine, and debris, walked out of the men's room seeking help from workers. And the store manager said, "Yeah, we've been having a problem with that toilet." So.
Oh, Christ. Oh, man.
They're going to pay for that one, man.
You know that. Yeah.
And when there's feces involved, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Close. That's a Perry Mason moment there, buddy.
Got to have friends take the pictures of you, which I'm sure everyone in the shop did. They all had their cell phones on the guy.
The toilet seat around his neck, you know, staggering out. Holy shit. Covered in feces, urine, and debris.
And he turned to everybody and said, don't go in there.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Now, back to our show.
Just because
I'm having chest pain.
Gotta love a tango.
Dig it. I used to be heavily into that group. Then they went on to become something called Henry Cal.
So that's Slap Happy, correct?
Yep. Slap Happy.
Beauty.
Yep. Weird
that
shit
was,
they said later on.
You like that?
Uh-huh.
Got Cake to Dancing?
There you go.
Hope gave it the different and cool of approval. All righty. Yep. Well. What else we got, man? So yeah, Monty Walsh with Lee Marvin and Dakota. with John Wayne.
Yeah. There's a lot of John Waynes I didn't see.
Yeah, I've never seen that one.
When I was younger, I didn't care much for John Wayne. I wasn't a Wayne guy.
I wasn't like number one fan or anything, but man, it was. I always seemed to be watching him with my dad, or you know. Shoot, remember one time we went? This was weird as fuck, man. They, as I recall it, the first movie on the bill was Snoopy Come Home. A fun romp with the Peanuts characters. In animation. And then, like, the double feature, because of the drive-in, the double feature was Big Jake, John Wayne.
Wow.
Which I love that movie. Richard Boone and everything. But it's like, it's very violent. And it's bloody. And at the end, the machete guy kills the dog with the machete. This is just after Snoopy came home, and then he got macheted. I'm like, what the fuck? Not that I was complaining.
Snoopy,
I was like,
Snoopy Come Home. Wasn't that the one where there was no dogs allowed? They did a whole big thing about how Snoopy couldn't go into buildings, you know, like the library and everything, with no dogs allowed. And then they showed Big Jake or killing a dog.
it just wasn't. Seemed like, and I may be remembering it differently, but
it's a possibility.
I remember the guy killing the dog. Why did he kill the dog? I hate that. Don't ever kill the dog in a movie, man.
No.
Oh, jeez.
No, dogs and children. You're not supposed to kill. Hitchcock learned that the hard way.
Now you could scare us into thinking, but don't. Don't even. No goo.
Yeah, Hitchcock killed a kid in one of his early pictures, and he got a lot of backlash for that one. Never did that again.
Yeah. Didn't he do a movie with the beaver?
Yeah. The one about the comedy about the dead guy. What the hell was that called? Something about Henry or something like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, with
Harry.
Is it John Forsythe?
Yeah. And Shirley MacLaine.
Interesting.
Where there was a corpse there, and no one really cared. But there was this corpse laying there. I don't know what that story was.
Well, here's something interesting. Well, just personal notes. I quit smoking 21 years ago.
Ooh, okay.
22 years ago.
Congrats.
I mean, 12 years ago. I'm sorry. I'm giving myself an extra decade. 12 years ago. You got 20 years on the wagon there.
Yeah. You're going on 25.
I got my decade under my belt. Anyway, I was thinking at the price that cigarettes were 12 years ago, I saved $36,000.
That's the way you're looking at it.
Based on my habit. Now, it doesn't take into consideration that the price of a pack of cigarettes has doubled in the last 12 years. You're talking serious cash, man.
Yeah.
Fuck. No wonder I got buckets of change on my dresser, man. I'm buying smokes. Stupidest waste of time.
We stopped selling cigarettes, but they were about $8, $9.
Were they really?
Yeah.
Wow.
In Manhattan, they were probably around $13, $14.
For a pack?
Yeah, probably in Manhattan.
When I started smoking, it was $6 for a carton.
That's about $89.
Joy. Here's the thing about that change on my dresser, though. Whose idea was it to make they got the quarter, the dime, the nickel, the penny, right?
Yeah.
Quarter's bigger than the dime, but the nickel's bigger than the dime.
Yep.
but it's big. But it's bigger than the penny. Why? And the penny's bigger than the dime. Why the fuck is the dime the smallest one?
My grandfather used to do that to me when I was younger. He says, "Which one do you want?" And of course, the kid's going to pick the bigger one, you know, not knowing the value of the price. So yeah. And he'd laugh. Look at my stupid grandson.
He'd give you a nickel. He'd keep the dime. Yeah. What the fuck, man? So whose idea was that? That was the dumbest plan, man.
Yeah, what the hell?
They should have gone, because I will often put the wrong, I have them all separated in jars, see?
Yeah.
All quarter, all dimes, all nickels.
Jeez.
And sometimes I'll put the nickel in the dime thing thinking it's the middle size. Well,
you don't go to those counting machines, do you?
Nah.
I do. I'll pay the 9 cents to the dollar.
I'm saving all that change for the apocalypse.
Oh, okay.
We're going to need actual coin money.
Oh, yeah.
GT says the 50-cent piece is close to the quarter, too. They make a dollar.
Yeah.
There's a fucking dollar, silver dollar, that's the size of a quarter.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Uh-huh.
Stupid. That just doesn't even make any sense. All right. Well, we'll try to make some sense out of life here.
We try to.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you got crazy shit that doesn't make any sense.
What are you going to do? That's life.
Yodel. You'll yodel. That's what you'll do.
You yodel, of course.
Yeah.
Yodel.
Yeah.
Fire all weapons and open a hailing frequency for my victory yodel.
Yodel!
I'm loving yodeling time.
Yodeling!
High on a mountain there once lived a boy. Down in the valley lived his only joy. Late in the evening at the dawn of the moon, their young hearts would thrill to this old mountain tune. I'll sing you our love song, you yodel to me. We'll meet and we'll kiss neath the evergreen tree. Oh, Molly, I love you. You are my love. We'll never be blue. Yodel, sweet Molly. And I'll sing our love song to you. His yodeling sweet Molly then went far away. His guitar was quiet from its strumming that day. Now high on the mountain, the boy lives alone. The lonely green valley still echoes their song. I'll sing you our love song, you yodel to me. We'll meet and we'll kiss neath the evergreen tree. Oh, Molly, I love you. You are my love. We'll never be blue. Yodel, sweet Molly. And I'll sing our love song to you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, where's your Messiah now? Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I say. No Ford Prefect tonight, man. Hope he's feeling all right.
Yeah.
Always put the show together with Ford in mind. I hope you're listening into the archives.
Hello, Ford.
I was thinking of Ford. What made me think of Ford is he got the Sister Sledge Pittsburgh Pirate music on, man.
Okay.
There's not enough baseball news. God, I'm jonesing for baseball so bad, man. Like the littlest thing that happens, I'm like on it. Like I read five different articles on it. I wonder what the ESPN said about that. I wonder what those guys. Pathetic life, man.
Well, build a field. They will come.
Well, funny enough, my super interest in baseball coincides with the end of my second marriage.
Yeah.
Really started to gain steam after that. You know, think of baseball. Keep thinking of baseball. Right. Well, almost over, man.
All right.
So,
I'm bummed out about the snow. I was going to go to the bank tomorrow.
Yeah, snow's a fucking pain in the ass, man.
Well, the one good thing is I have 3 days off. I only work Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays.
Yeah, yeah. I got to drive. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. They said the weather's going to break Friday temps because it's going to rain.
Yeah.
I got a gig Friday. But then the weather guy, the weather goon, the head weather goon, the fattest one of them all, I trust him. Trust the fattest one, right? Rolling Rock.
Coffee.
Random
coffee.
What is he? He says the January thaw, just in a week or so. Huh?
Okay.
So, keep a good thought. GT sat through the yodel again, man.
Hey, there we go. We're breaking them.
High marks, sir. High marks.
Uh-huh.
Appreciate it. Appreciate everybody for coming.
Yes, thank you, Possum.
The wonderful world. Apple Cheeks got coffee. I think GT's got mashed potatoes. Bling Rock.
Coffee.
Hope you are welcome, sir. It wouldn't be fun without you guys.
Oh, yeah.
But seriously, it wouldn't. It wouldn't be like that one we did on our own. It's like, who are we talking to? Nobody.
And that came through in the archives, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That was a show.
Okay.
Well, Dr. Cake showed up at the beginning, so it was a show.
Yeah, that's right.
Rolling Rock. I forgot to get the transporter ready. All right, man. Well, say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Energy!
They say at the United Parcel Service, that just about wraps it up. Until next week at this same time, this is Hans Conried saying goodnight. And in the words of Prince of Anofuma, Noshisama Loka Nedral. Translation,
So long, suckers!
by my clock, by the streaming clock here in a switchboard.
Oh, you got it? Oh,
that was on the nosy.
On
the nosy. All right, man, spend more shit.
Yeah.
Good
need show.
More
fun
shit.
Stuff.
We need more shit.
I know. I must have sent you that Casablanca Moon years ago.
No.
When I was heavily into Slap Happy and Henry Cow.
No, that was about...
I mean, decades ago.
It's a couple months. It's a couple months, maybe. But not that
long. It was a long time ago.
Nah,
I mean, we played it before.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, yeah. We had to.
But, no.
That was heavily into Slap Happy. I mean, I'm talking about, way back in probably 2013 or something like that.
I don't think so. I disagree. All right. Well, nobody knows then.
Oh.
It'll be our secret.
we can't ignore good songs anyway that we played before. What the hell?
Yeah.
We got to recycle.
I'd like to thank Hans Conry for hosting tonight. That was nice of him to show up and give us
What was his big movie? The guy with the thousand fingers or something? What the hell was that?
Oh, the Dr. Seuss
Chuck
movie.
Jones? Yeah.
Seuss, yeah. That was crazy, Tom. Saw that when I was a little kid. Weird. Weird. All right, man. You want to do one next week?
Yeah.
Man, why the fuck not?
Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm going to try to find Buffalo Rider. Hopefully it's streaming someplace. I got to see this.
Guy on a buffalo. All right, man. Well, let's do it next weekend.
All right, sounds good.
I can. Get your snow shovel.
Oh, God.
Tune for some exciting scenes from our next week's episode.
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Wait! Where are you going?
I was going to make espresso.